June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. General at your service at ease. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup, ready to go 4.5 flawless. Woolchuck and Shea, follower in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How you guys doing? Everything going good?
Yeah.
Doing great, dude.
Going right along.
Solid, man. Just zooming, you know, just hanging out here on a toxic Tuesday. I'm just waiting for things to get real toxic.
Well, they will be getting toxic.
Can't wait.
It's in the air.
I'm sure. I can feel it coming over the console right now from Woolchuck. I think he wants some kind of a sports fight today. And I'll tell you what, right now, I'm your Huckleberry.
Let's go. Yeah. I want the smoke.
Well, I was like, Woolchuck, why are you shadow boxing before the show? He was like, I'm just trying to get my mind and body ready.
Yeah.
It's about to be a dog fight.
You know, sometimes you can walk past the restroom. This is funny that this comes up, but I heard something earlier today and I kind of cracked the door open and I saw the Woolly Bully like staring at himself in the mirror, like giving himself a pep talk.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You saw
that? Yeah, I did.
That was a private moment, guys.
It was impressive.
He started channeling that when he became Bully Melrose.
Yeah.
And now he's just allowing that to bleed into everything.
I might want to borrow that. You know, that seems like a pretty good pregame routine.
It works.
I'm going to pump. You are.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang it, guys.
It's a nice pregame ritual.
I thought it was all alone in private.
You're a creature of habit.
Well, it is a back-to-work Tuesday here for our Texas Rangers as they try to keep the winning streak going. What are they at? Four in a row?
Looking for five
here. And this would be to go over 500. Leiter and Lugo with the pregame coming up at 6:30. How are we feeling about Leiter right now?
Kind of liking it.
There's two starts in a row that...
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you liking about it?
I'm liking the fact that how he's going out there and when maybe times have gotten a little tough for him, maybe when he doesn't have great command, that he's kind of found ways to get out of trouble. We've had a start where he had to, you know, went beyond the five innings. I'm kind of ready for him to get on that train where he does go 7-8 innings if he can. But I
just become a full Caballo.
I just kind of like the fact that he's, when he's gone out there and taken the ball, that he's had a lead. He lost a lead. They got it back for him. He kind of held things in check. So there's a lot more. There's a time where I felt like that he, like if it was going bad, it was just going to snowball and then be bad.
Yeah.
I feel like that he's got better command of his emotions, better command of his pitches. He's more confidence in the way, you know, that he can get these guys out. You know, he's kind of trying a lot of different things. The sinker is something he's gone to.
Slider's been a nasty
slider
pitch for him.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying different things. If he gets in trouble, he's just not a guy that's like, okay, I'm just going to keep throwing four seam fastball and hope for the best here. He's trying different things that if he doesn't have the A game going, that he can maybe fall back, regroup, and then kind of get himself out of some trouble. I like that. I think he's just his mental approach towards pitching is a lot better than what we've ever seen with him.
This will be tough for him, though, because the plate discipline for the Royals is some of the best in the sport. And we know he gets to walking dudes.
Yeah, that's still, I'd say, absolutely like the one issue that he needs to overcome. His last start, four walks. And I thought that he was taking a step in the right direction there. But this definitely will be a good task. I think you're absolutely right about the mentals. I think him and Evan Carter are two guys that you've kind of seen go over the hump. I mean, I still think Jack Leiter definitely trending to be like a bullpen guy throughout his career. No question about that. But, man, yeah. I mean, I think he can go seven innings tonight.
Yeah, trending towards
that?
Possibly.
What was that all about? What were we doing there?
Trending towards possibly being a bullpen guy. Absolutely,
no doubt.
I mean, you look at the expected ERA and the batting average above expectation. Oh, Jack Leiter has had one of the luckiest 2.5 months for any starter in baseball.
I wanted to tee him up here. I knew he had the goods.
Nice work, Walchuk.
Okay, you want to come after me like that?
That whip's pretty good, though.
It was nice, like, in mid-May when he had that six-inning game and that seven-inning game.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been five and two-thirds. And then the rough game last week against the Twins, you just don't want to have to talk about wanting to recover from two of those in a row. Because once you get to two, then we're going to start talking about Leiter's regressing to the mean. And he's probably looking more like a 4 or 5 starter if your ERA. I mean, like, his ERA should be closer to 5 than it should be to 3.
That's true.
I do think, like, honestly, without trolling and making things toxic, like, he probably is a number 3 starter. I think that's kind of his peak right now. But I'll take that. And I do wonder if you will just have to look at kind of like a Tampa Bay Rays situation with him, where they just don't let their guys go 3 times through the order.
Yeah.
And you know he can go 5 innings for you and be really good 2 times through. He just now has to get over the hump of proving, like, I can go 3 times through to get to 7 innings. If he can do that consistently, then hell yeah, we're playing with house money. But if he can't, then at worst, I think that's what you're looking at for him.
I've always kind of felt like with him, I mean, watching him pitch at Vanderbilt, of course, we've all seen that. But then he had so many problems when he came into the major leagues. Man, I think he's just a completely different pitcher now. I think like I said, he's got a better understanding of what he needs to do to be able to continue to pitch out there. There was a time where I think his confidence was not good. I don't think he had any understanding where the ball was going to go. I think there's some things he's improved on in that way. Where, man, there's other things to worry about this team, and I don't think he's one of them. I think when you give him the ball, you know you're going to get like his absolute best. And I think every time that he goes out, it's getting a little bit better. That's just how I look at it. Because I was one of these guys that think, man, this guy is not even close to being what he was at Vanderbilt.
It was a little scary there for a bit.
Yeah, and now that he's out there, you know, holding in games, getting in, you know, innings, he hasn't pitched 6-7 innings like most starters, but man, I give him credit for where he's come from,
though. It's pretty amazing, you know, that he's established himself. He's going to have a big league career.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And that's something that we didn't know in his first couple of seasons. It's just a matter of how good is it going to be. And I think what Chief mentioned, he'll start walking guys. He walked 4 dudes and gave up 5 hits last time in 2 innings, right? And that's more consistent with what his location should be doing than, hey, look at this. I just went 7 innings and only gave up 2 hits. This is the new Jack Leiter. No, that was the absolute peak for what's going to happen here in 2024. And more realistic is a starter struggling to locate his fastball. And if that's the case, you do profile as a 4-5 or a reliever guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this stretch of the season is so important. Can you avoid having multiple bad starts in a row and have the team scratching their head looking at you? And if he can, you know,
I feel better about him than Kumar Rocker?
Well, he hasn't had like the absolute brain fart that we saw Kumar Rocker have this year, to where he's got to get sent back.
He hasn't
down.
Had the same level of lows that Rocker.
He's done
has
a pretty
had.
Good job of being consistent, and I think that's really been the key for him is the consistency. Now, can he take the next step, like we mentioned, and you know, be able to go 3 times through, and he can go 7-8 innings?
But I think it's just the sample size of like 2.5 months here. Last September, it was 1 month that we were feeling a lot better about Rocker. Could that pendulum swing back in Rocker's favor and then back to Leiter a few more times throughout their careers? I absolutely think so. Okay, they do open the game just a half game back of Seattle for second place, and then 5 back of the Astros, who are now 41-31, guys. The division might be tough if Houston continues on this pace they've been on since the start of May. I don't think they're going to make it easy. But only one game back in the wild card and just 3.5 back of the best wild card team. So there are plenty of playoff spots there for the taking if that's how you got to do it. Boston's the third wild card. They just traded Devers. Toronto and Tampa are the others. And you'd be confident that over the course of the rest of the summer, you're better than those baseball teams. But Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. Actually, Rich Rice texted me there at the break. And
give me the good news, baby.
Jack Leiter.
Well, he's working.
We've already had Jack Leiter.
Yeah, and he's not going to talk in a day's pitching.
Working on Semien.
All right.
Working on.
Let's go, Marcus. Semien.
Heck yes.
That would be something. Okay, Cooper Flagg is in town for the Mavericks. Locked to be the number one overall pick here in just a couple of weeks. I think after that, the bigger question to me now is how are the Mavericks going to build around him quickly to contend in the Kyrie and AD window? If you just look at the amount of small forwards and power forwards on their team, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And you could find yourself in a really quick situation where you're like, we're trying to win, but we want to play Cooper Flagg, but hey, Max Christie, Najee Marshall, Caleb Martin all know what is going on out here, right? And I think over time, Cooper Flagg's going to be better, but you can't be spending time developing a guy as much as you would want to around Cooper Flagg if you're trying to, you know, win as many games as you can in the regular season to get a good playoff spot. So I think that is like, how could we balance those? And I think it has to start with, we have way too many forwards, guys. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that when you consider the lack of point guard opportunities right now and options. I would say, yes, you have sort of an imbalance there. I love the idea of having as many of those 3-and-D wing type players, but you do have an opportunity to maybe move one of those guys in order to get a more true point guard situation there, because that is clearly the bigger need right now. But that is an interesting concept.
I mean, could you have guys like Klay Thompson, Max Christie, Caleb Martin, at one point in their career or another, they want minutes. I'm in my prime. I need to play. I'm working for my second contract. I need to play. Klay Thompson signed here to be a starter. He needs to play. And then you have Anthony Davis and PJ Washington at 4 and Gafford and Lively at 5. Like, I think it becomes a very significant minutes crunch to put the head coach in. And you're going to have so many guys who are like, bro, you know, what's going on here? I need to play. I'm working for my next contract. This is I think those guys are too good to be getting DNPs.
So,
which is
so
what
you all think Cooper Flagg's gonna be a bust?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with here?
No,
Cooper Flagg. We're giving Caleb Martin minutes over Cooper Flagg. Yeah, are you freaking kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
Like
I'm,
he's just no, some no jobber. Way. This is the number one damn pick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean Cooper Flagg.
What are we doing?
Cooper Flagg's helping your team more day one than Klay Thompson is.
I mean, sure, sure. So you have an issue of Klay Thompson and Caleb Martin and all these guys wanting time. So
it's a long season, baby.
Screw them.
Sit tight. Enjoy having fresh legs, Clay. You're going to need them.
I mean, you're inviting problems that don't need to be there, though. What we're talking about is an unbalanced roster. You need to get ball handlers on this team.
Yeah, I'd trade those guys. Give me the ball handlers.
And maybe it's not Caleb Martin and Klay Thompson, but so it's PJ Washington.
Well, PJ
Washington is better than Cooper Flagg right now, and so is Anthony Davis. And guess what? They play his position.
Yeah, Anthony Davis is going to get his minutes over Cooper Flagg. And as of right now, I'd agree with you on PJ Washington. There's definitely a world where I'm hopeful at the end of the season we're looking at Cooper Flagg as a better player. I think that he's the guy that's supposed to profile to be that guy.
He's 18 years old. You're trying to win a championship.
Yeah.
He is going to make lots of mistakes. Like, you know what Bronny looked like when he stepped out there after 1 year of college?
Oh, did Bronny go
What's going on here, guys?
Come on.
That is what Cooper Flagg's experience is going to be for at least a month.
That Duke education, that guy ain't making IQ mistakes on the floor.
Well,
let's not forget the fragility of a lot of these guys. They're going to be missing games left and right.
They're virgins.
Like, their injury report is going to be very lengthy after 4 quarters of basketball get played.
This might be too many bits for me going on here. I don't know what I can take seriously, but I mean, you have 7 guys potentially standing in his way of playing time.
They're not
going
to
Without drafting Cooper Flagg, you have a major logjam going on.
No, but I'm not viewing Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg like to me. That's not a question at all. Those are two completely different scenarios and situations. Cooper Flagg's a guy that could actually do some level of initiating offense.
You get a
for
deal
you.
In mind you want to make for the number one overall pick.
And also, I know that it's professional sports, and so you have to maintain the idea that you're competing for a championship. They're not.
Why not?
because of the fragility of all these guys that you're depending on. We're talking about Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, all Anthony that to Davis. Me is just is really funny. You mentioned Caleb Martin. Yeah, even Derek Lively. Like, yeah. This is not going to be some team that is a top four seed in the Western Conference and has a real chance at the playoffs. On paper, sure, you can say that, but these guys are going to be missing so much time.
And that's the original premise. They aren't right now because of how unbalanced they are, but they are so overloaded at these spots. They can make multiple trades, still have more than enough forwards and more than enough defenders and put themselves in a position because they have enough aggregate talent. It's just so imbalanced that they're going to be vulnerable. But, I mean, AD's played 50, 60 games, right? Kyrie has played a lot of games with the Mavs.
Yeah.
There's a chance they stay healthy. You know, and you arrive in the playoffs with a healthy roster and looking around, you know, I guess OKC has a team, but the Indiana Pacers had them on the ropes. You know, I just don't think there's anybody out there that's unbeatable.
It's wide open right now in the NBA. I mean, if you are, I get what you're saying. The likelihood that Anthony Davis stays healthy, it's not high. I know that he was for the Lakers the last couple of years, played 76 games in 2023. And then last year, unfortunately, after the trade, he got hurt. But if this team is healthy going into the postseason, which they were this year, I think they absolutely are talented enough to make a run.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I don't know, about 75% of the time he's played 60 games or more. Now, a lot of that happened early in his career, so I guess it'd be fair to look at, like, the last 5 years. But over the last 5 years, he's probably played in 60% of the games. Could you get lucky enough to have Anthony Davis healthy at the end? Yes, but I think he's a four. I think Cooper Flagg is a four, like, as he steps into the NBA. Like and Davis wants to play four, right? So, you know, how do you make it? So now we're going to play him at three. Okay, well, what about Klay Thompson? What about PJ Washington? What about Max Christie? What about Caleb Martin? Like, there is a lot of premium assets I feel like the Mavs have, and they're going to be able to shake this thing up and get us something going. I feel like it's all going to transpire over the next month, right? We're going into the draft, mm-hmm. Free agency starts, and this should be an incredible.
I'm
whirlwind.
Ready for it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All righty. When we come back, we'll get the G-Bag of the Day champion for you, and then we'll get into Wolchuk's top 10. What's the subject matter looking like today?
That's a tremendous question. Today it
the
is...
The top 10 reasons why Cooper Flagg is Bronny James.
Ooh, from Gavin Dawson. Top 10 vegetables people love and hate. National Veggie Day. Do you have issues with your kids eating vegetables? And the Bronny James topic next.
Welcome back, Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hope you're having a good one. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion here in just a second, and then Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius. How's your G-Bag today?
All white bricks, white 10 bricks, 50 more bricks, about to hit the lip. Boy. Well, I've been in that Gucci. That Gucci got me in the gym going crazy.
Nice.
I'm in there dancing.
How you feeling in that studio? Is it still as hot as it was yesterday?
I don't know yet. I'm just hot overall, so I don't know yet.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
But pretty soon I'll let you know about 3:30. What's going down? All right, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far is a French tennis player, the best athletes on the planet, tennis players. Gael Monfils responds to a gambler that... You know, he lost some money on him. He had hope on him.
Hey, guys. It's not a financial advice. But really? You still betting on me? First tournament on grass? I play Alex Mikkelsen, 20 years old, 35 in a world. And you want to bet on me? You writing that I'm sh**. I know I'm sh**. We both know I'm sh**. And you still bet on me? Who is the dumbest between you and me, to be honest?
To be honest.
Nah, come on.
Really?
Nah, come on.
Really? You bet on me?
Gael Monfils. He's like 38 years old. I Googled him. He's had some big moments throughout his tennis career, but, you know, at 38 years old, somebody's backing that with money. Yeah, you deserve to lose, and salute to Gael Monfils for being funny about it. He's your G-Bag of the Day champ. He'll face challengers coming up at 5:30 right before Lucius has LA Live. Let's go over here to Wooly Bully's top 10 at 220.
All right, a subject everybody loves, veggies. 877-881-1053. What's a vegetable you love? What's a vegetable you hate? Shout out to Angel Reese, though. She's leaning into this Me Bounds thing. She's trademarking it. She has trademarked the rebound term Me Bounds as people are loving to troll her. We've got the bets going on, like, oh, Angel Reese to miss her first shot, and then what happens? She gets her own rebound, puts it back up, boom. Yeah, it's on a heater, it is. But I like this. I like leaning into this bit from Angel Reese, and kudos to her. She's going to cash in a big, big way. Other story that I've kind of been saving here, saw this last week. You guys, have you heard about this Christy Martin biopic?
Christy Martin, who's
Christy
that?
Christy Martin. Well, she was a successful female boxer in the 1990s. She was one of the most successful in all of America. At the same time, she was dealing with personal demons in a toxic relationship behind the scenes. So they're making a biopic about her. It's going to release on Apple TV. Who is starring as Christy Martin? None other than the soap queen herself, Sydney Sweeney. Now, apparently...
I thought it'd be Ronda Rousey.
The soap queen.
The soap queen.
Yeah, it really does make a little bit more sense.
Ronda just can't act. That's the problem.
That's true. You do have to be able to act.
It was really bad. I mean, Ronda played herself in Entourage, and she still was bad at that. And Ronda can't box either.
That's what I'm saying.
Does Sweeney act well?
In my opinion, I don't think she's a bad actress at all. I think she's a pretty good one. But
you'd nominate her for plenty of roles.
Absolutely.
She qualifies.
She does. She gained over 30 pounds to portray Martin in the film. And she says that all the weight went to her butt and her boobs, which I found stunning. She said her boobs actually got bigger and her butt got huge. It was crazy. I was like, oh, my God. But it was amazing. I was so strong, like crazy strong. That is a quote. She said she went from a 23 in the jeans. She's now wearing a size 27. That's dedication.
She wasn't skipping glute day.
Very ample.
Or chest day?
Proportionate.
Wow. No, but you can't really... I mean, I guess you can try and focus on certain parts of your body to get bigger or whatever.
Definitely,
but in terms
bum.
Of like weight gain, you don't really get to dictate where that weight's going.
No, I wish you
but
could.
But I guess if it's muscle and you're just really focusing on the gluteus maximus, decimus meridius.
Like, I can understand the tush expansion, but I didn't think there was much more room when it came to the chest.
Yeah, I thought that was only for moms. I thought that was something that was reserved only for moms who are preggo and they're getting the milkies.
Hashtag milk me.
What? No, I think that comes along with weight loss and weight gain in general for the lady. Yeah. I think that's one of their complaints when they drop the pounds is, you know, everything kind of reduces in size.
940, Sydney Sweeney looks great bulked up. I don't even usually like her, to be honest, but she looks great.
he likes a muscly, bulky. Are you guys into a little muscly, bulky situation? Like, where do you draw that line?
I'm more of a personality guy, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it can work. It can work. Muscly and bulky can absolutely work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's more about how everything comes together.
All right. Let's talk.
Ever date a bodybuilder? I never have. I don't think I ever would. No, that I would definitely draw the line.
That's
there.
Where it goes a little too close.
Well, I don't want to date somebody that's going to kick my ass. Or could.
You know, once you get like the bigger biceps and the delts and stuff, and you can tell she's probably taking steroids, you know, I think that's about my line.
Okay, vitamin S.
Yeah, like she's working out at the gym really hard.
As you encourage all the time, right?
Well, the guy, well, for athletes, performance, you know, sport.
Well, yeah, for athletes. I mean, the sports are better when they're juicing. Okay, so, you know, there's the myth. I don't know if it's a myth. Maybe it's accurate. The shrinkage with the steroid injections for the men.
Dudes. Yeah.
What
yeah.
is there a, for women, do we have...
What's the shrinkage effect, or is there enhancement? Perhaps?
I've heard it's the opposite, actually. Something grows there, though.
Oh, enlargement.
Get that Jamie Lee Curtis going.
The man in the canoe.
Hey, come on now.
So to speak.
I want seen.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all you need to watch from Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
I get exactly. Yeah, I'm picking up what you're laying down over
watch
there.
Out for that vitamin S.
Don't. Yeah. Vitamin S. That was more about vitamin D.
If you say so.
877-881-1053, the best and least favorite vegetables. Now, I am fortunate, so far so good, that my daughter will eat most things that we put in front of her. She has not been a picky eater, but I've heard of the stories when it comes to getting your kids to eat vegetables. And I'm worried, like, once she's actually older and she can tell us no, that might become a problem. I don't know if there's ways around this. If you guys have been able to, you know, go through this, live through this, have
it's
good
frustrating.
Advice.
Just don't let her get around other people that are super picky, and they make it known that they're picky, and all of a sudden they feel like they should be picky too. Mm-hmm. Because once some picky person lets their principles rub off on your child, they all of a sudden, even though they actually like the whatever that thing is, they'll just say that they don't for whatever reason, and now you're in a dogfight. That it's my middle child. She was crushing eggs when she was a baby.
Yeah.
It was the easiest thing in the world. It's great. I could just make an egg. Boom. She's killing it. Then she gets around. I can't even remember who it was, but somebody's like, no, I don't like eggs, or I think eggs. Just one little comment about eggs, and then now it's like she won't eat them.
She won't touch the eggs.
It's frustrating.
Because that's a fear. You know. Now you send them. She's going to school now. Eliza is. She loves her bananas. I'm worried one day it's going to happen. She doesn't like her bananas. She eats one every day.
So this is crazy. I do like when the kids get into healthy things and they don't know they're eating healthy, but they love them. But my problem was the picky eater is mom. And like from a young age, she's like, she's not going to like that because I don't like that. Like she assumed that her preferences that she learned over life were like born and the baby was going to be the exact same. So I totally gave up on fighting about it. I'm like, I'm not going to spend the next 20 years fighting about what our kid's eating. Fine. You know? We'll make the most of it. I'll try to get her a multivitamin.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. It can be such a point of nonstop stress that you can drive yourself nuts with a lot of these things that I think, you know, maybe, you know, parents maybe just let it go.
Well, and that's a good point from the 682. Like, their mom forced them to eat a lot of things growing up. Now I just don't eat those things because of that. It's like,
same.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like forceful with it.
Moms don't cook as much as they used to.
Really?
I think that's a problem.
We're losing recipes, man.
Yeah, I mean, the convenience of fast food now.
Yeah.
Being able to just microwave something.
Very, very convenient to go out and pick stuff up and heat it up.
And the time aspect of it, it's a great point. Here are the vegetables that people hate the most in the U.S. of A. Kale comes in at number one. Celery at number two. I used to hate celery. It's grown on me. I can do
it. You can trick it up, you know, with peanut butter and some other stuff.
A ranch.
I've never had kale in anything that I was like, wow, that's good. Like, you got to grind it up and put it in a shake if you want me to consume it in any way.
Honestly, can't stand it.
Yeah.
Well, it's good.
It's like bitter.
It's like spinach, but worse.
It's like all coarse.
Yeah.
Anti-inflammatory stuff. Kale.
Yeah, really, apparently
it's supposed to be superfood, right?
Yeah, it's
really, really good for you because I think I was reading about this, these vitamins like C, K, all these, because I always read about circulation. I'm always worried about getting older and, like, you know, my
blood clots.
Well, just everything getting clogged up, my heart and all that.
Do you do the compression socks deal?
No.
Not yet. The Spanx?
No, I'm just saying that I think that you need to worry about like the things for high blood pressure and things like that are like your circulation.
Yeah.
That's a big problem. And like kale and all that stuff is like it opens up passages and stuff in you. So that's one of the reasons why people like
it. I would drive myself crazy like trying to chase down all these foods to eat, though. That's why I just want the shake, you know? Like, give me the kale, give me the beets.
Yeah.
Give me the turmeric. Yeah,
just chug it real quick. Yeah. And it's over. It's done.
Yeah. I'll do two of these a day and beets, let's move on.
Beets is real simple to do with the one tap. I mean, they make a
tablet for it. Yeah.
A beet vitamin.
Nice.
It's very simple to take.
Brussels sprouts.
Grilled is unbelievable.
Big Brussels sprout guy.
Charred, grilled.
Yeah, the char.
Spinach and okra. Those are also top five hated. Eggplant.
Spinach. Why spinach, I wonder?
I know people just don't like the spinach. I thought Popeye really made it popular.
No, you could put spinach. You could doll spinach up pretty good.
And I don't think it really has much of a taste.
Well, you could doll it up. You could put it on top of have you ever cream spinach? Like when you went with steak and stuff like that?
I'm a big spinach guy.
Yeah. I mean,
I was 7 years old visiting
Parmesan
my grandfather.
Cheese on top of it?
Mm-hmm. And he told me to eat the spinach. And I said, I really don't want to. I took one bite. I said, I think I'm going to throw up if I eat more of that, Grandpa. He said, eat it. So I ate it. I did. I threw up right at his kitchen table in Huntington, Indiana.
But you could do
it.
You could do the spinach. Like spinach salad's actually pretty good if you do it with the strawberries and blue cheese.
Yeah, you can get it like a fresh piece of lettuce.
You could do it with steak.
With the spinach.
Yeah, you take steak and you cook it medium rare, dice it up and put it, make steak salad with spinach.
Anybody else used to mess around with the spinach Alfredo pizza at Cece's?
Absolutely.
That's nothing wrong with that at all, except it gets in your
teeth
good. At the end of the
I remember
day.
Just feeling so weird. I'm like, wow, I'm in elementary school and I actually like this pizza. It feels like a pizza I shouldn't like at this
and
age.
The Alfredo pizza, underrated. Anytime I've had an Alfredo pizza, I'm like, damn, this is actually pretty damn good.
It's so good.
The white pizza's delish. Beets, cabbage, asparagus. Does make your pee stink.
Asparagus is good.
Asparagus
and radishes. Those are the other most hated.
That is, I see that in a salad that's always getting left in the bowl.
The radish, bro? The radish.
Absolutely.
Radish in like soups and stuff.
Always tastes like dirt to me. It's like a dirt vegetable.
We had a lot of love for the squash and zucchini. Hate the peas. A lot of people don't like peas.
Why?
They're useless.
Useless? Just little tiny balls of love. I don't even hate.
Yeah, I don't think there's much love in
there. Why don't you mix them up with your potatoes, your mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. and they're really good.
Put some corn in there, maybe some pork chop.
Now you're talking about the KFC everything
gravy.
Bowl.
Oh, butter. KFC bowl.
Salt and pepper.
Most loved, we've got carrots, potatoes, lettuce, bell peppers.
Make sure you wash the lettuce, too, before you use it, please.
Bell peppers are fire.
Sweet potatoes.
Even I had them last night, purple ones.
Delicious, you're 100% right. The sweet potato fry. Much better than the regular fry.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes are amazing. Top fruit.
So much better.
I keep seeing a bunch of things where it's like you get hundreds and hundreds percent of your daily value of just like all vitamins basically with one sweet potato.
Really? It's really good for your gut. It's like gut health. It's got that fiber, so it cleans you out is what it is.
Cucumbers.
You had one last night?
I had about four. The purple ones, yeah, absolutely. Steam them. It blows you out like no tomorrow.
gotta cleanse. Cucumbers.
I'm serious. When you guys get old, you're going to figure all this S out.
Do you eat prunes?
What? No.
What about prune juice?
No, not at all.
Prunes are good. Corn coming in at number 7 of the most loved.
On the cob?
Peas are 8. People do like the peas, but the techs don't like the peas.
This is a ball sack list.
Zucchini at 9. And onions at number 10. Very loved veggies.
Very versatile.
It's all about the caramelized onion.
Well, I'm glad you got that in there.
You like a good raw?
Yeah. Raw onion is fantastic. Like a sandwich, burger, whatever. Are you done over there, Wolfchuck?
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah, are we done?
Right on.
Have we concluded the veggies?
Now it's time for the brawny list.
I don't know if we have time to get to that here, get to that there, but I know the text was waiting for me to follow up on my comp of Cooper Flag to Bronny. I don't know if we want to do that now or do that later.
Let's tease that into a rim sesh here. Let's just crank open a rim sesh.
I love it.
Perfect.
And we also may have just witnessed the single worst finals performance of all time.
Oh, no.
It's next to the nation, boys.
Thank you very much, Lou.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or menstclinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for some hoop talk. Here's the chief.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon summer snoozer so that the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when the General Gavin Dawson has a sports take involving a future Mav and Bronny James.
Now, what happened?
The floor is yours.
What did I do?
Just take it away, Gavin.
I think you said Cooper Flagg will look like Bronny James with the speed of the game and just being year one as a rookie trying to play any semblance of a point guard role.
Yeah, I do think there's some uncertainty there. Now, of course, I wouldn't want to compare Cooper Flagg and Bronny James as overall prospects in any way. But, you know, Cooper Flagg is a young rookie. After 1 year, did he leave high school 1 year early? So he should have just graduated high school.
Yeah. If he would have been born 11 days later than he actually was, he wouldn't have been qualified for this draft.
He's 19, right?
I mean, the biggest problem with Bronny last year was that he's still just 18.
He's 18 years old.
Yeah. So the biggest problem with Bronny last year, and you saw it early, was just that the game is moving so fast. It's like, holy crap, what is going on around here? And it's so much faster and stronger and more organized and well executed. So it's not just the speed of the game. Oh, well, I'm Cooper Flagg. I have top 5% genetic DNA to defend. I'm going to be fine. Sure, on the ball, right? But you're going to get caught ball watching. You're going to get caught not understanding what the other team is trying to do to you. So you're on the ball skills, you know. And then when it comes to offense, I see a ton of turnovers if you try to put the ball in his hands. You know how difficult that is just to be a secondary creator? The Mavs don't have one, and they're full of a roster with guys like Najee Marshall and PJ Washington that have more point guard skills than Cooper Flagg does right now. So, like, what is your role? I'm an on-the-ball defender and a secondary scorer, you know, until I can prove that this game isn't moving too fast for me. So I think in what we saw in Bronny's debut last year, where he was just sort of awkwardly out of place, that's what I expect when the games start in late October. And then maybe by the time we get to the All-Star break, he can be at a place where he wouldn't be on pace to like foul out of games, you know, or wouldn't be frustrating his coach with turnovers, you know, as his coach is already trying to mitigate the lack of Kyrie Irving. We're trying to make it to the playoffs, you know, and I agree with you guys that, like, maybe we shouldn't be worried about the playoffs. Maybe we should go young with Cooper Flagg, but this organization feels like the championship window is open. So trying to bring Cooper Flagg into being a pro while trying to get what's left of Kyrie, and I just think it's a tightrope. And it's going to be tough, and maybe they might decide to bail out of it by midseason or so.
Well, so I guess you're saying, like, every rookie experiences that. You said Bronny, but if Cooper Flagg, every rookie pretty much steps in and has, I mean, they will obviously have rookie moments. There will be
Especially for one and dones, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's essentially what we're looking at. And then this is an extra one and done. And then it's not a point guard. You know, so the point guard is blessed with this kind of vision. I can track everything,
right? And that's why I'm the guy that's trusted with the ball in his hand. Not just I'm the best dribbler, but I see everything and I'm setting others up and I can sense weakness in the defense. So Cooper Flagg doesn't have that supernatural ability to see the game that Luka did that allowed him to be a guy at 18, 19 years old.
Now, I agree it's not to the Luka levels, but I will just disagree in terms of his. I do think he has that type of floor general court vision and ability to get others involved. I think his biggest weakness when you're talking about point guard skill set is that dribbling factor. I think that is the skill that he has to get better at in terms of handling the ball. And you go up against a team like OKC, they're just going to be pickpocketing you left and right if you're going to try and do that. And you see it now, even, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, they're giving him fits. He's a guy that is a great assist to turnover ratio guy. He's going 8 assists to 1 turnover, and they're still pickpocketing him. So at the highest level, yes, that's something that for sure has to develop with him. Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba, he says that Cooper Flagg is a supercomputer, and everything that I see about him, not only watching him play, especially in the tournament this year, but everything you read about him is the basketball IQ, the basketball IQ, the basketball IQ. So I do think he has some elements to that. I just don't think right now at his size, he understands how to actually dribble the ball like an actual point guard. And maybe he'll never get there, but hopefully over the course of the next few seasons, because he is so young, he can develop that and become a little bit more of that point forward, and because that would be awesome.
I think so. Like Scottie Pippen's a good comp. Scottie didn't become an actual point guard until he was in his 30s. So I'm not negative about Cooper Flagg. I definitely don't want to make it about that. I just think it's interesting the two different timelines that the Mavs core is on and Flagg is on, and if at some point they need to choose one or the other.
Agreed. Now, Cooper Flagg has arrived in Dallas for his visit with the Mavs today, expected to have a light workout, they say. This is from Mike Curtis. He's going to be meeting with some Mavericks players to discuss the team and the culture, whatever. I wonder who those players are. And he will be having dinner with Nico Harrison.
Where do you think they go?
Nico wants to watch this guy eat. And
does he put down the 77-inch Lucas?
I think you want the salmon.
If you're Cooper Flagg, what are you going in? Like, you're not going to punish things the way maybe you usually do with your buddies, right? You're going to. Now, he doesn't look like a guy who's bloated or anything like that, so he's got that going for him. But you don't want to be overeating with Nico, do you?
No. And I would imagine his agent has informed him on that already. So I want to go like strong but balanced.
Hopefully he was listening to that veggie list.
Some steak and veggies. Yeah.
I mean, I think all Mavs fans would love it if he stepped up there and ordered the big beer, you know, the 24-ounce man-sized Coldy.
That'd be fantastic. If they go to Nick and Sam's, he's got to get the Luka Doncic steak, which is like 77 ounces, which was Luka's appetizer every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we bounce around now.
In talking to some folks over there, I know what you're kind of trying to, they see him as a skilled four, is what they look at with him. As that's the position they believe he's going to be the best at.
Okay.
Skilled four.
Well, that would be in line with Dawson's analysis as well.
Yeah.
So, and that could very much so be the case. I think that's what's exciting about him, is because you do have kind of a wide variety of where could he end up. Could he be a floor general for like a positionless type team?
They don't know.
Or is he just going to be, hey, you're our four and we will get you the ball. You don't need to be worrying about getting anybody else the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they've talked about, because the I was asking about this, and they're talking about the versatility. They think that he's going to be a really, really good defender.
Yeah.
And because he's a big that actually cares about how to play defense.
Competitive spirit. That's his number one attribute.
That's what they're talking about.
Do we remember? I don't know. Let me see here. Were you born when Kobe was a rookie? Yes, you were. Yeah. You were 5 or 6?
Yeah.
It was bad. Okay. And it was not good. That's the Cooper Flagg. Kevin Garnett, it was 10-6 at this age. We have to go back into the 90s to find players that were this young when they came into the league. He's going to be wide-eyed and blown away with how different it is. I mean, he was a freak to be able to compete at the level that he did at Duke. I'll acknowledge that, but also say it was because of his physical intensity and superiority that he won, not because of, you know, basketball skill or basketball IQ. That's why he was so successful at Duke, because he was bigger and stronger and more toolsy than everybody. And when you step into the NBA, everybody is like that.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton was not like that last night. Tell you what, Jalen Williams was, though. Oh, we are watching him grow right in front of our eyes. These last two games, Jalen Williams, Oklahoma City, They were fantastic last night, especially when it comes to the defense. They forced 23 turnovers. They were just agitating these guys. Like every offensive possession, it felt like they're trying to set up a screen, and then it's not going to work. Reset. Can we screen somebody else? No, they can switch. They can do whatever. This OKC defense is ridiculous, and I think that's the credit here. We're going to make fun of Tyrese Halliburton for a second, but I think most of this is just, man, you are going up against, one, you're banged up last night. Sounds like he's got a calf strain. He's going to get the MRI, see just how crazy that strain is, but also going up against as stingy a defense as you'll see in the sport. So,
and he's been good for one of these series, which is kind of strange. I think it was game five last series when they had a chance to close it. It might have been game four. And he just stunk it up against the Knicks. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's had... Now, I think this was more related to the injury than anything. But he's had a game where it's just like, he is non-existent. You don't even know he's on the floor.
Yeah, I think asking more from him as a star player is going to be one of those things that picks up volume. I don't know if he's got the potential to do it. I don't know if you want him taking shots. Like, I like his shot selection. I like him as more of an 18 to 20-point scoring guy who doesn't turn it over, makes the right decision. But I'll tell you the other thing I love about watching this series is that just the model, the style of play is so different. It's all guys that can switch everything and score and pass and dribble.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder if the Mavs want to continue on this path of having more centers. You know, are centers like, have we seen the last, you know, other than, I guess, Jokic, but... You know, like the ability to be versatile in every way in basketball, I think, is starting to take on its final form. That you can't have specialized positions. I'm sorry, you can't be a small point guard that gets exploited on offense, and you can't be a center that just rim protects and rebounds.
Positionless basketball, yeah. Wasn't that the phrase like a few years ago? It just became super popular, and that's exactly kind of what you're seeing this Thunder team represent.
And the Lakers win a championship by going big. The Mavs get to the finals going big. You know, the T-Wolves thought Rudy Gobert was going to be the answer, you know, and the Jazz were going on nice runs. So I don't know if those teams fail, are we seeing like the death of that model, and it's got to be all positionless, or is there still an opportunity to do it like the Mavs? Well, you zig, we're going to zag and get all the rebounds.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton just became the first player in NBA history to record a finals game with zero made field goals, zero steals, zero blocks, three or more turnovers, and three or more fouls in over 30 minutes played. Perhaps the single worst NBA Finals performance of all time. Stephen A. Smith had a poor performance in Game 4, watching solitaire, playing solitaire instead of watching the Finals game. Stephen A. Smith live on the DNN Leasing Fan Hotline. What do you say to the people that are annoyed by you doing that?
I was doing what the hell I always do. And for those out there who don't like it, kiss my ass.
All right, very good. Well,
thank you, Chief.
I guess I'm going to... He's really backed me into a corner here. I have to now like the fact that he's doing the solitaire thing, because if I don't have to kiss his ass, I don't really want to do that.
Well played.
Seriously. That guy gets it.
We got Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. We'll take a look at the DeGrom dilemma and more coming up next here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.